Christian friends, we have before us, I believe, a perfect passage from Scripture for this, our National Election Day. We read in the Old Testament prophecy of Isaiah these words, and you can follow along in your worship folder. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. The rebuke of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. And it will be said in that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. These are the words. If you are a serious U.S. citizen, and we here at Bethany hope that if you are a U.S. citizen, you are a serious one, that is, not only one who votes, but who votes knowledgeably, then you've been researching and mulling over some very big issues during this election season. You've considered the status of race relations in our country. You've considered and pondered how qualities of leadership can be affected by gender. You've pondered questions of how matters of morality, ranging from abortion and marriage to waging war and protecting the environment, translate into wise public policy. You've puzzled over how government policy ought to affect our economy. And this issue, along with many others this year, can become very close and personal. For some of us here, questions like, will there be a job for me when I graduate? And for others of us here, questions like, what will my retirement account look like next week? It's easy for us to become anxious about this election, and it can be a deep anxiety for fear that the candidate we prefer may not make it. Add to those anxieties the others that we carry from every other aspect of our lives. How am I going to get all those projects done with the waning semester? How will this new relationship I'm working on turn out? How safe is my brother or sister, father or mother, son, daughter, friend, or whoever it is that we know in Iraq or Afghanistan? It doesn't belittle those big issues to bring this to your attention. Those aren't the biggest problem we face. The biggest problem we face is our standing before God. And it's not even how does our nation stand before God. The biggest problem we face is how do I, for each of us, how do I stand before God? And that's why this word of God from the pen of Isaiah is a good text for today. Because Isaiah lived in troubled times also. People then faced some big issues, matters not only of faith and morality, but of economics and of national security. And in the midst of all those troubles and all that anxiety, in a section of his book dealing with how God's people are surrounded and beset on every side with faithlessness and attacks on the true religion and threats of every kind, Isaiah in these verses brought God's people down to our basic biggest problem. He brings us face to face with the question, how do I stand before God? And he gives us this reassuring answer. He says, God will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. These words of Isaiah are fundamental. Central to God's care for us is the destruction of death itself. Isaiah, looking forward from his time, saw what we can see looking back from our time, how God, in his love, attacked this central problem of humanity, our sin, which prevents us from standing before God. But Jesus Christ, God's Son, took his sinless life to the cross, where he suffered the punishment of death for our sins in our place. And then, with all sins paid for, He burst out of the grave and conquered death forever. Because of that gift of forgiveness, we can stand before God, who now views us as sinless and righteous because of the work of Jesus Christ. And when we contemplate that gift, when we consider that sacrifice, when we see that measure of love that we have from God, it isn't hard to know that He will surely wipe away every tear from our eyes. In this world, troubles pass. In the next world, where we are bound to, troubles pass away. Some of us have been around for a while. And remember when our nation's biggest problem was the Vietnam War. And some even remember when our nation's biggest problem was the Korean War. Contrary to opinion, none of us remembers the Civil War. But that passed away. And the Korean War passed. And the Vietnam War passed. And the Iraq War will pass. And the next war, unless Jesus comes really soon, that too will pass. So will pass the economic downturn and the relationship problems you may be struggling with and the other challenges you face. All these troubles pass by in this world and will pass away in the next. But what remains is God's love for us and His forgiveness and His care for us in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, don't misunderstand. I am not claiming that the problems that we face today are not serious or worrisome. Many of them are big, huge problems that will need a lot of effort and a lot of sacrifice and a lot of attention, certainly, to resolve. They're big problems, but they're not fundamental. Our fundamental problem is, how do we stand before God? And Isaiah urges us in this text to rest in the assurance that God has taken care of that problem and therefore all others. Through Jesus Christ, death itself has been swallowed up, and the tears from our struggles will be wiped away. Well, what then of these troubled times and the problems they bring us? Well, we should be concerned about important issues. They matter. We should devote time and energy to solving, if we can, the problems of government or with our studies or with our relationships or with war or illness, with all the troubles that surround us. But as we struggle and work with these challenges, we can and should regularly come back to this basic of which Isaiah speaks. Daily, we should confess our sins that would separate us from God, and rejoice in the forgiveness won for us by Jesus that brings us back close to Him. Isaiah reminds us that in the midst of any anxiety, we can rest in the Lord. That whatever happens in elections or relationships or illnesses that come upon us or bank accounts or any other challenges that we face, God is still in charge and He loves us and has dealt with our most fundamental problem. God has swallowed up death forever, and He will wipe away our tears. And then we look forward to the time when we join the throng of which we sing in the hymn this morning. And we will say in that day, as we stand before the Lord, behold, this is our God. We've waited for Him, and He will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for Him. We will be glad and rejoice in His salvation. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Savior. Let's join the throng around the throne as we sing the third stanza of the hymn.
part in